Kids and Company presents The Little Prince, adapted from a script by Ryan Johan Perry and directed by Stella Perry. The show opened yesterday, and today we talked to them about their production of The Little Prince. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Hello.
So today in studio, just so that our audience know, we're talking to Oisin McGillin Hughes.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
And you play the adults.
Yes, I play the adult males in this play. So I'm an aviator, which is sort of the main part, and that's based on the book's author, who was himself an aviator back in the 30s and 40s. Is that right? Mm-hmm.
And we also have Ryan with us, who wrote the adaptation of The Little Prince.
That's correct.
And we have The Little Prince herself, Miss Julia Ferret. Welcome. So, Ryan, tell us about your adaptation of the Little Prince and the production.
Well, it was the first book I ever read by myself when I was very, very young. And it's a book that, in many ways, deals with youth coming in contact with adulthood. And when I had the opportunity to adapt it, because it's always been one of my top five favorite books, when I had the opportunity to adapt it, I realized that there's something lost, and I'm trying to access what made Little Prince so effective when I first read it, and it still affects me to this day. So trying to find that sort of middle ground. And the way I viewed it, the only way I could sort of access it was I would have to go back in time through myself. In the novel, Little Prince confronts various adults, different adults on different planets. And I couldn't process that. So what I did is every adult is a variation on the Little Prince. It's the Little Prince growing up and confronting themselves at various stages in their life. And that was the only way I could sort of trace adulthood back to when it was foreign. And as I traced it back to a young age, I realized it's as foreign to me now as it was when I was little.
Well, I guess the answer is there is no answer, huh? We just kind of get on this journey and keep going.
Yeah, pretty much.
Miss Julia, this is your first production with Kids and Company. How does it feel to be the star of the play?
Well, I'm really excited and nervous at the same time. And I'm happy that people are going to come to see how this play is going to work.
And what's your favorite part about playing the Little Prince?
Well, I really like when I'm talking with the fox, and he's just a lovely part.
So at one point, the Little Prince befriends a wild fox, and they become friends, and she tames the fox, and sort of it becomes her pet. And then it's about what happens when you care about somebody or care about something, and how it changes both of you, and how there's a responsibility.
And there's a really interesting part to that, because in their relationship between the fox and the Little Prince, forever after, when the fox looks at wheat fields that were once boring, he will think about the Little Prince. And whenever the Little Prince thinks about or sees roses, he will remember his particular rose. And it's sort of how your whole environment, your whole atmosphere, like, changes by the people you meet. And then they become sort of implanted in the scenery.
Now, Oisin, you play all of the adults. So you're kind of the different incarnations, the different persons within the prince. What's that
so,
like?
So I think towards the end of the play, I start to realize that the Little Prince is me. But at first, it's kind of strange because she comes out of nowhere. The aviator, who is that's really the adult character, and he's crashed in the desert in his airplane, and he's dying of thirst, and he's hallucinating, and then there's this little prince who arrives out of nowhere and tells him to draw a sheep because he needs a sheep for her planet to eat the plants that are going to destroy her planet. So he's got to try and just draw that on a piece of paper. And then when she goes to the different planets and encounters the different adults, those are, in this adaptation, different stages of my life. So that's me when I was into business or into politics and obsessed with those things that I thought mattered at that point. But now I think by encountering the Little Prince, I'm able to think about those things and then see what's really important.
So tell us a little bit about Kids and Company.
Well, we're not really representatives of Kids and Co., but they are an institution. They're down there on Texas Avenue, and they do a play every month, pretty much.
And it's wonderful because we just proposed the idea of doing Little Prince. We knew that it would become public domain this year. So they're actually becoming more and more, I think, a venue for artists to be able to work out of there. I know, for example, Mindy Chanson, who's with Pasithea Dance Company, she went up to the owners of Kids & Co. and she's now doing a piece there. So they're slowly becoming a hub in this community for those that aren't necessarily affiliated with the standard theater groups here.
Yeah, and this show I think is good because it's for kids and adults. Mm-hmm. Like adults will get something out of it and kids will get something out of it. It's almost two shows in one. And
yeah, hopefully
families can go. And
adults will realize how much they forgot about being young, and young people will be able to see it and see how adults are just aged children.
Well, I think it's really exciting and for people who love acting. And I think other kids should come and try out and see if they like it. And I want them to see how fun this could be for some people.
Seems like you're having a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
So how can people see The Little Prince?
Well, we'll be on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at Kids & Co.
Every weekend except February 6th, 7th, and 8th for 3 weeks?
Yes. February 6th, 7th, and 8th, Ryan and I will be working on a play called Waldo the Amazing Hypnotist at the Philanthropy Theater.
And that's part of the Jewelbox series.
That is part of the Jewelbox series. So that's through our production company, Zemwork.
And Zemwork is also, you can catch up on the Little Prince information. You can check out the Kids & Co. Facebook page for more information about Little Prince dates and future shows.
Well, thank you so much for being here at State of the Arts. Look forward to seeing your production of The Little Prince. My guests today have been Julia Ferret, The Little Prince herself, Mr. Oisin McGillan-Hughes, and Ryan Johan Perry, who adapted The Little Prince for Kids & Co. here in El Paso. Thank you.
Thank you.